NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Any data on public opinion regarding news of the capture of Saddam Hussein?
Well, there is, but I think even without data, you can safely say people are happy that he was caught, and especially the Iraqi people outside of Tikrit. Even Al Jazeera is reporting that. But there was an ABC News Washington Post poll taken last night, and what you get is 81% say that they think the capture will restore peace and stability to Iraq. 64% end attacks on U.S. and coalition military forces in Iraq. 70% contribute to long-term peace and stability in the Mideast. And 65% contribute to long-term security of the United States. Now, these are very big numbers, but they're not terribly strongly held. But still, this is good news for the president and his policy. And 80% say that the military forces, U.S. military forces, should remain in Iraq, even with Saddam captured. By the way, Bob, you'll be pleased to hear 95% of the people said they had actually heard that Saddam had been captured.
I saw something about merchants feeling this is going to help Christmas shopping.
Yes, you know? I heard that in our newscast, and I suppose that if it does, if the economy gets a little uptick from it, that's fine too.
I don't understand that. They got Saddam, I'm going to buy a toaster.
Listen, Bob, whatever. It works for the country.
Well, it's got to help the president politically.
Sure it does. It doesn't much boost the number in this poll of the number of people who say the war was worth fighting, but still a majority do say that. His approval for the way of handling, his handling of Iraq, went from 48% last month to 58% yesterday. The president's overall approval ratings at 57%, up a couple of little ticks from 53% last week. And the Democratic presidential candidates were left to say congratulations to the troops, but that it's still a mess in Iraq, which is certainly arguable. What was really happening yesterday was pot shots of some Democratic candidates against Howard Dean, which seems to be the motif these days in the Democratic side. Joe Lieberman said if Dean had had his way, Saddam Hussein would still be in power. But there's still plenty of anti-war people in the Democratic Party, and Dean certainly got most of those.
Well, you were in the perfect spot yesterday for a holiday party, I think.
In fact, I was. I was at Donald Rumsfeld's yesterday. He has open houses, as many people in Washington do at this time of year, for their own staff and for members of the press. And he was most interested in the question of the money found with Saddam. He said that question of whether we had been close for days or not is essentially irrelevant, that they thought they'd killed him the night before the invasion. And that, you know, his analogy was, you're close to catching the chicken in the chicken yard, until you actually catch him, you don't catch him. But the looting of the bank the night of the invasion, apparently Saddam and his sons took away brand new, freshly minted U.S. dollars, so the serial numbers could be traced. And there was that $750,000 that we heard about yesterday caught with him, or found with him, a couple of million dollars down the road at that farmhouse. And that's how they knew they had their guy, and he implied also that they had been tracing that money.
Well, there's a lot more to determine, how he was able to be on the lam for so long, and of course the insurgency and his role in that.
Certainly, and that's all that will be discussed in days to come. I'll tell you, last night the reaction at the Rumsfeld House was mainly one of relief, but his young aides and their kids, who were all there, were pretty excited. But I tell you, Bob, you know, life goes on. Even on this day of triumph, the dachshund in the house had a little accident, and Secretary of Defense was down on his hands and knees with the paper towels.
Thank you very much. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.